Class Warfare. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Obama helps pay for his budget by raising taxes on upper-income taxpayers, which means people like Mark.
There's a certain point, Dave, where you can't squeeze us anymore.
As for his charitable donations, if this tax passes?
I not only will give less away, I'm going to structure my business so I do not make more than $250,000 a year, which I can do.
But then there's Val, also a millionaire, living off her investments, still planning to give money away.
The orientation is about why they need money, and it's not whether or not I'm going to get a tax break.
And as for whether these tax increases will scare the rich away from the stock market?
Come on. I mean, that's silly. Put your money away and stick it in a mattress and not invest further just because you happen to get taxed for it? That doesn't make any sense at all.
And then there's Gail.
They're punishing people that are successful.
She says she is not rich.
So I make over close to 250, a little over. And I'm a single parent, three kids, one of whom is in college.
She's got elderly parents to take care of. She's got a daughter in college.
You know, I get a $2,000 a year deduction for my daughter to put her through college, and it's costing me $30,000 a year? It's ridiculous.
She says it's the lower incomes, people making $50,000 getting the free ride.
If we were minority and if we made less money, I wouldn't be paying a dime.
Wow. So has it come to that you're better off making $50,000 than $250,000? If anybody's actually tried that, email me, will you, at DaveRoss.com. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.